And welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And we just watched season one, episode 8 of Wynonna Earp, Two-Faced Jack. Apparently, Wynonna Earp just dispatched Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I am trying to count how many different TV shows I have watched that have, you know, science fiction or fantasy type ones that have had Jack the Ripper figure in them somehow, and it's a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, he did disappear at some point from England. It's totally possible he ended up being killed by.
I am not complaining. I really like it when sort of established mythology gets mixed in with my television mythology, so I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah, and it's pretty fascinating. It's one of those stories that I think everyone kind of has an interest in. Like you said, Annette, he disappeared, so he really could have been anywhere.
And, you know, he's just advanced in his disassembling skills.
He's got that really awesome manicure.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Comes in so handy.
Pointy nails are kind of hot. So,
it's true. And his are very hot.
Yeah, very hot.
Wah, oh, so funny. Happy to see that, speaking of hot, happy to see that Officer Hot didn't die.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was very concerned for her, especially at the very start when, you know, the steering wheel was covered in blood.
Yeah, there was a huge bloody handprint on the clipboard. No, not okay. And then when she wasn't behind the curtain. Oh, actually, we need to have yet another
minute of silence.
Moment of silence for Bethany. Okay, that's good. Yep. Sorry, Bethany. This time we're pretty sure you're really,
really
dead.
Right? Really?
I do kind of feel
dead.
Bad for her. That's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah. I know this is weird, but I feel like being disemboweled while you're alive is worse than being eaten by a revenant cannibal.
Right.
Agreed.
The revenant cannibal thing probably would have happened faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fast.
Yeah. So had I the choice, then again, on the other hand, if you are killed quickly by a revenant cannibal, there's no chance for somebody to come in and save you. And had somebody gotten there earlier, maybe Bethany could have been saved too.
Or if she'd actually run away instead of letting herself get wheeled away by the murderous.
Yeah.
Doctor. Just
Reggie.
Reggie.
Reggie. Yeah.
Regimite.
Regimite was great. Such an insult.
I appreciated that one.
Yes, that was first glance. Yeah, he was good and creepy. And now we know why he was eating Twizzlers in the morgue, because
he has
just
no soul.
Doesn't care.
It's empty inside. Mm-hmm. I liked how he can go from sort of kind of cute and handsome to super creepy eyed and scary with like the just a drop of a pin.
He was very good at that.
Yeah.
I kind of got a little bit of the same vibe from Jack too. Like, some of the things that he said were they came out almost as kindly. Mm-hmm. In, you know, the story that he was telling about you know, her dad and Bobo Del Rey, plot twist.
Yeah.
If it's true. And he talking to her like, you know, you're just like me, which of course she's not just like him because she's the good guy and he's the bad guy, but they have some things in common, and it's that
disemboweling, not one of them.
No, she prefers the bullet between the eyes.
Yeah,
it's much more efficient that way, I think.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So she did. Honestly, Wynonna didn't get to do a whole lot except for quip and throw herself out of bed.
Also, be super awesome at bluffing when someone is crunching your toe so long.
The sound effect.
Oh yeah, we were all dying.
It was this was the grossest episode, I think, of all of them.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Agreed.
We keep talking about how Annette and I have forgotten the grossness, but
I even remembered this episode, but didn't realize, I don't know, maybe I was
how graphic it was.
We're just gonna try and so wipe gross. That from our minds.
Yeah, well,
that's probably what I did. I just blanked it out.
Yeah, it worked for us, so you'll be fine.
I'm gonna work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew he was creepy, but I think I forgot that he was doing it while they were alive. That and that scene where she's alive and then it runs down her body was kind of, like, it was so gross, but it was also so good.
Yeah, yeah. That was, I mean, I haven't ever actually seen the inside of a living body, but that looked convincing to me.
Yeah, it was a little too convincing. I think I closed my eyes for most of that. Yeah,
you were cringing. Which is totally fair. Totally fair.
In a weird way, I could imagine what it would be like. Because it's panning down, you're like, oh, that would be so horrible.
So this is episode 8.
Yes.
And the 7 are now gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like the last bad of the first level.
Yeah.
Well, right. Because Jack made mention of something bigger. Like, didn't he?
Yeah, you have to mm-hmm. deal. Now you have to deal with a puppet master.
Yes.
Puppet master, and that AKA. Something was coming.
Yeah, like the reunion.
An escape.
And all the blood.
Oh, yeah.
So much blood.
Well, you know what? There's already a lot of blood, so.
There'd be more blood than what he was releasing. If there could not
be
any more,
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. I really appreciated just Winona's reaction to it. She's just, crying, nose running.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, when you're done with something big like that, you just sort of let go emotionally. Yeah.
Well, I liked that the resolution was not one of the boys coming and helping her, but that was her and her sister. So it's like flash forward, her and Waverly kind of processing together.
Yes.
It is theirs to process, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's their family. It was their vendetta and revenge in a sense. Mm-hmm.
Although Winona does then just walk away from Waverly, and Waverly's like, Winona, she just walks away because she's still the lone wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, she prefers to hunt alone.
Mm-hmm. She cops to that for sure. We, on the other side of this episode, get an awful lot of testosterone.
So much.
Good grief. Can you say measuring contest?
Yeah.
My gun is bigger than your gun.
To the detriment of rescuing Winona. Like, hello, boys. Will you just cut it out and get in there?
Yeah.
Before he cuts her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of frustrating because I feel like that's a trope that is really played out. And I think most of the time the show does a good job of avoiding those types of things that annoy me a little bit. But, you definitely have this animosity that's been building up between them, and you got to do something with it. So yeah. I guess a dude bro bash him up fight club is one way to go.
But the difference in their fighting styles is funny. I loved it.
Very entertaining.
I feel like when I play those video games where you're pretending to box and you hold like the little Wii controller, I look like Doc Holliday when I'm doing that.
Little, like, rotating fists. Old timey punching.
Yeah, it's the old timey.
Yes, the old timey punching.
Pugilism, as Doc referred to it. Yep.
And he fights dirty, bashing a bottle, and then
completely expected
balls.
That. Oh, really, yeah. Enjoyed
so
it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was.
I have to give Dolls props because he lost the fight, obviously intentionally, to move things along and save Winona.
Look at you. Listeners.
That there might be something to Dolls after all.
Listeners, I wish that I could properly describe to you the look on Kirsten's face as she was saying that.
She may have been rolling her eyes.
It was like rolling her eyes and being like, I'm forced to say this. It's true, but you looked very uncomfortable. So I just want everybody to know.
It felt wrong. I'm going to admit it.
But you're a bigger person for having having said that.
Thank you.
Yep. I think that's important. I did also love the fact that Doc just absolutely loses his toast when he sees the report.
Yeah.
Which had been shredded and is pieced back together. Oh my God, how much
complete
time
with
that
a photo.
Yeah. And and then we get some really delightful close ups on him as he turns.
And his mustache quivering.
So much rage.
Yeah. So, we got to make it look real pow. And back goes Doc.
Dolls like flying.
Slow motion going
on.
So
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And that's one thing I appreciate. I generally am not a huge fan of fight scenes, especially gunfight scenes, which despite the fact that this is Winona Earp and she has Peacemaker, there aren't a ton of like gunfighting scenes.
Yeah.
Like army style. I tend to like fisticuffs better, but even so, that tends to bore me unless it's either directed really well or giving me some sort of, you know, plot information at the same time. And I think that this one actually excelled in both counts because it was directed well. You know, these are two people who, because of the way it was shot, for the most part, it certainly wasn't stunt doubles. So the slow motion and the way that the camera moved and stuff made it look convincing. And also, again, because it's not stunt doubles, you have the actual actors and it's totally conveying plot information because they are working out some of their duty issues.
And it's been building to this for, you know, 8 episodes now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I think fail in one point, though. We did get dolls with no shirt.
But Doc, Doc had a wife beater.
Take your shirt off.
I know.
It's time to take off the shirt.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that wasn't a thing that was done in his day.
It's true. Actually, that's probably fair.
Maybe. I don't know.
They probably did not walk around shirtless in old timey times.
Maybe not. Who knows? I did also, so they worked that out a little bit with that fight. And then Doc is trying to figure out how to start a vehicle.
So good. I have to say, he got the windshield wipers to work, which is often the hardest thing to figure out with a vehicle. So he gets points for that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he can't drive the windshield wipers to save Winona, but...
Yeah. But the great part was then his eyes following. How did that happen?
What's going on? And then his reaction when Dolls comes back and just like him scooching back.
God, what the
hell?
Mm-hmm. That was great. Almost as great as the moment when they're pointing their guns at each other's heads after Winona's like, kill each other. And he's like, so, you know, it's come to this. And Doc's just like, yep.
But I think I love that the resolution is Doll says the only thing that could de-escalate it, of course, being that, why did you do it? I did it because it was her or you. And just then, oh, look, you guys are bonding over both of you loving Winona.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you're right, because there's nothing else that Dolls could have come up with that would have satisfied.
And it was also the truth, right? I feel anyways, it was the truth.
Yep.
I agree with that, yeah.
Totally. We got just a tiny little bit of Waverly and Hot action, because she's talking
across the...
What's the last thing you remember? Waverly Earp waving at me from her porch. And then a guy standing out and flagging us down in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So
a few meaningful glances.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was sweet. Until Waverly realizes that Winona Earp is exactly Jack's type and starts crying and runs away.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hugs Doc.
Yeah, that was a nice moment between the two of them.
He tried. He clearly is
not...
It was
a little awkward for him.
Totally awkward.
He's not adept.
But he tried, right?
He did. Like, he not only patted her shoulder a little bit, but then he put his hand on the back of her head, which I feel like is a very, you know, intimate and comforting move. So that was him really trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, are we Doc fans here? I feel like we...
Yeah. I'm sorry, you can't see my I Heart Doc t-shirt from over here. Yeah.
Right. I love everybody. Except for Whiskey Jim. He was kind of a dick. And guess what?
He got his. He's sure probably still did. Getting his.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Look at Doll's problem solving.
Yeah. that really was.
He's thinking on his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel that his... Oh, I was wrong. He was a con man. Just might not hold up in the long run. But
that was like nice dog ate my homework type excuse. Right?
Oh, I was wrong.
Like, you're supposed to be this amazing super secret black badge agent and you got conned by a guy in a cowboy hat and a vest.
Speaking of Black Badge, Whiskey Jim knew immediately who Black Badge was. Freaking Black Badge. And then... somehow Bobo has the connections not only to know about Black Badge, but to get a shredded report from them.
Yeah, and Whiskey Jim made reference of like another agent or something to that effect.
I don't remember what you mean.
When he was talking to Doc just before Doc got the location of the tunnels, he said, like, I think there'll be more agents.
Oh, there'll be more
around.
Agents sniffing around soon. Yeah, so he knows about the operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at the end, we have Doll saying to Whiskey Jim, there's a mole in my operation and you're going to help me find out who it is. Yeah, clearly there is, because somebody's feeding information to Bobo Del Rey.
That Bobo, even when we don't see him, He's just causing trouble.
No, yep. we haven't seen him for like 2 episodes.
Yeah, we're lacking in the Bobo department. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Bobo and his fabulous coats. We've had neither for a while, which is sad. All right. Anything else before we call it a night?
Not for me.
I think that's everything.
All right. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.